In the shiur last night, we spoke about the melachas that are found on page one. The melachas d'oraisa that is already mentioned a fair number of times. In the four psukim that you see in front of you on page number one, so here you have the psukim of Mishpatim, which essentially underscore the din of the mafke peir shvius. Shvius tishmetenu metashta v'yachlua v'yomei amecho. Subsequently, in the psukim in Shmos Lamedalev, we have the machlokes mishnayim that we mentioned already last night and in previous shiurim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because the psukim are somewhat cryptic. The Torah begins by saying sheshes yamim tavod v'yom hashvi'i tishmos. Seemingly, that refers to Shabbos, 6 days of the week, and the seventh day, Shabbos. But the problematica is at the end of the pasuk. Why did the Torah dafka underscore two of the melachas of the 39? Bechorish v'akotze tishmos. So as a result, Rabbi Akiva interpreted, this is found here also, that the psukim referred to not as Rabbi Shmuel understood it, Shabbos, but rather refers to Shemitah. The specific aspect of Shemitah that's being addressed over here. In the third set of psukim, what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to discuss the Malach of Zoreah. And that's a clear din d'oraisa. The Torah says in Bahar, that's the third set of psukim, Vayikra Chafei, on page one. Notice that the focus, dafka, of the psukim, we mentioned that there are two different aspects that are being addressed. On the one hand, the din that the land has to rest, v'shav sahar and Shabbos Hashem. On the other hand, there are clearly chiyubim that devolve upon the gavra. But the Torah tells us, sadecha lo sizra, v'char mecha lo sizra, pasuk dalet. And then in pasuk kei, you have the other two, isurim min ha-Torah. So there are four isurim d'oraisa that the Torah has underscored. One is sadecha lo sizra, the isur of zriya, of sowing, of seeding. Secondly, the karmecha lo tizmar, the isur of zimur, which is pruning, removing excess foliage. And then the Torah has two other isurim, the pasuk kei, lo tzitzar. Generally, the term tzitzar refers to tzvua, and inven yizirecha lo tzitzar. Notice that the Torah has utilized the term gozer in the context of anovin. In general, Chazal, in a very fascinating way, Chazal have different verbs that are utilized to describe different types of harvesting. For example, zesin is mosik. And there are two or three other verbs that are used for different types of fruit, whether it's goder, whether it's oreh. Each specific fruit has a verb associated with it, which more or less describes the pu'ula, the particular activity associated when one detaches items from that particular fruit tree. But here the Torah has four isurim d'oraisa that are listed. And what's, as I said, fascinating is that the pasuk Gilel, the Torah begins by Sheish Shonim Tizra Sadecha, Sheish Shonim Tizmor Kamecha. And then the contrast is in the pasuk that follows, Sadecha Lo Sizra, Becharmecha Lo Sizmor. So clearly the Torah has accentuated the isurim of Zriya and Zumira, and also simultaneously the other two isurim of Ketzira and Betzira. So the question is, what is included under the Isur of Zeria? So normally we know that we sow Tavua, we sow Yerokos, you want to go ahead and place the seed in the ground that Chitim should emerge, Sarim should emerge, vegetables should emerge, but there's something which is strikingly absent here in the context of something the Torah mentions, namely Netiya. The Tia is certainly something that applies to Ilanos, applies to trees. One would have expected the Torah to address that. We have, for example, the Pasha of Orla. The Torah clearly tells us, the Torah indicates. So there, the Torah speaks about the Tia. There's a famous comment of Ben Bechai over there, and that perish on those psukim. But it's clear there's a din of the Tias Ilonos. Here in Israel, we have that organization, Keren Kayemet, which allegedly is designed for that purpose. They seem to have other purposes as well. I won't enter into that aspect of things. But whatever the case is, the Tia is certainly an Indian gadol when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Ben Bahai points out over there in the Parsha of Arba. So now the question is, why did the Torah not include the Tiasi laws? That should have been something which is fundamental and basic. So the question is, does the Torah only mean Zriya Tvua? And that's what the Torah seems to write very clearly. Sheshon and Chitra Sadecha. And on the negative side, Sadecha Lois Yisrael. Or does the Torah also include, we should also include the Tia Vimanos? That's also included automatically in the concept of Zriya. So on the one hand, we could say very simply, as I just indicated, there's no reason to be mechalek. On the other hand, one could argue against that, because the Torah speaks of Sodeh. The Torah speaks of the field. In both Sukkim that I cite, Yishek Shem and Tivra Sodecha, and on the rebound, on the negative side, Sodecha v'Tzizra, and one might argue that refers Dafka to a Sodeh Shel Tzvua, a grain field. And there's no reference here to any kind of Netiyah when it comes to Ilanos. But as I said, lich ora, it would seem to be a milsa de pshita, that if Zriya is asr, the tia should also be asr. Why should we distinguish hapisvara between Zriya and the tia? So this is the subject of a lot of discussion among the dole of Rishonim. I didn't actually xerox for you, but I did xerox a Rambam, that the Rambam actually has in the a reference to this, and the Rambam is found on page number 7 under the heading of Zriya. No, that's the page number 6 in my handout. You have it. No?
You don't have 6 either.
You don't have 6 either. No, 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 this is here.
There's 8 and this is 6.
Okay, so the page did not enter.
Or the person numbered it, they just went.
It's numbered.
Possible.
I tell you, when the last one says that they are hearing, that's not a good thing. That's what I keep discovering. Let's see. Let me see. Okay, I'll just mention it anyway. The Rash, which is the Rash Bamishas, the Rash, of course, has a very famous parish on Zoyim. And the Rash writes in the Masech HaShvias, I believe it's in the second parak of Shvias, and Mishnayos of Shvias, he says, Zmira b'chlal Zmira. The whole question that the idea of Zomer, which is pruning, removing excess foliage, that's included in Zmira. And then he says, if I'm mistaken, I don't have a slush in front of me now, on the paper, Kol Shkei Netiyah. Certainly, when a person plants Ilanos, there's no question. He writes, the Damyo Tvei Mizriya. I believe that's his lashon. That is very similar to Zriya. Netiya and Zriya are very similar. And there's also a Rambam, also in Perek Aleph, which Kadireh also somehow did not emerge. When the Rambam writes Lalocha, he says, the Rambam is talking about Hakova, he's talking about Hadrocha. That translated generally is Hakava is grafting, and Mabrich is when you bend the tree and you interlock it. So that is the act of Habracha. So when you bend and interlock it, so the Rambam says Hamabrich or Hamarkim, Hanyotzibayim, I think the question is, Min Ha'avodos or Ilonos. From the Avodos that's done with trees, the Rambam says, Makin or so Makas Mardis with the way. Rambam Paskins, they get Makas Mardis with the Avodos. So what's fascinating is the following. The Rash contend that the Tia is the Raisa, because it's obviously all designed for a similar purpose. Namely, Zriya is the object to sow, to seed, for the purpose of growth. Zmira, you want to remove excess foliage for the purpose of growth, to enhance the growth. Netiyah, unquestionably, you're planting Ilanos for the purpose of growth. So to him, it's the Lava Poshet. That should be din daraisa.
Can you learn from Shabbos at all?
I'm going to that. Okay. So now the question is, can we compare the malachas of Shabbos to Shemitah? That's exactly the analogy that has to be drawn. And let's examine the matter of Hilchos Shabbos. But we know, we saw yesterday, actually, I think this is here, I hope. We saw a Gemara in Ma'ikotin. So the Gemara says in Ma'ikotin, Abbez and Abbez, Abgimel and Aleph. Also a famous, thank you, Hashem, something is here. So on page number 9, there's a Gemara in Ma'ikotin, where the Gemara tells us that there are Avos and Tolavos, similar to Shabbos. Take a look here, the second citation, which is based on base, it goes on to Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, like God, Mashri makes a shaltan, the blade of the Shvius, Mishnah, the blade of the Shantirfu, who welcome Say the Shora, but the Shvius, Bain the Mandiam and Mishum Zorea, Bain the Mandiam and Mishum Chere, is real, but the Mishnah of the Shvius Mishori. Then he's talking about Mashki. When you're Mashki Mayim, the Gemara's Machlok is there, getting him by the cotton, whether when you irrigate or you water a field, are you Chai Mishum Zorea, Mishum Chere, that's the Machlok is there, right? So the Gemara here asks, whether you hold the Chayim Mishum Koresh or the Chayim Mishum Zoraya. I mentioned yesterday that many people have asked me the following question of Shemitah. People have air conditioning units, and then there's a pipe that goes outside, and now the pipe is watering the grass. Is that permissible? So I thought it's not a problem up there. There are those who are machmir and they attach a plastic attachment to the pipe that will direct the water to the mortar, to the pavement, to the bricks, as opposed to directing it to grass, but the Isra of being Mashke, which happens to be an Isra Da'amana, one of the Isra Da'amana mentioned in the second paragraph of the Mishnayos Rishvius, is only when you water something directly. This is very indirect. This is clearly through a Brahma. That's not your intention. That's not your Kavana. But anyway, the Gemara is the Kashi is of these two acts of Zriya and Chavisha, and Bismillah and Shriya. Some Rabbi, the Shriya's B'Zarazeh, every Rebbe, Shriya's the Din Da'amana, and the Ebbah is the Makhma Ha'akum. Rabbi Amar to the Tengel Da'amana, always Sassar Achmana. Tell us, also Rahman, Avos, which I clearly mentioned in the text of the Chumash, that's with the Torah Asid, but not the Tolav, it's similar to Avos and Tolos and Shabbos, we'll get to in a moment. It's here, Vashon HaShvi, Shabbat Shabbosot, Yel Arat, Sav Chabot Sizra. So the Gemara says, Nifti, Zmira B'chlal Zriya. By the way, what the Rash pointed out is the Gemara, that Zmira is included in Zriya. What are the purposes of Zmira and Zriya? Again, to essentially engender growth. You sow, you seed, and then you are removing the excess foliage in order to improve the growth. Ubitzira bechlam tzira. The Ma'ala Chasaka Tzira Rachmanan doesn't understand why the elaboration. The Meimra, the Ahadi told us Mechayim, Rachmaniso, no Mechayim. So the Gemara is Mechayim between Todos and Obos. That essentially, that one of them will be a Tolda, the other one will be an Av. What does that mean? Halacha l'maaseh, as far as Shvi'is is concerned. The answer is, there's a distinction between Shabbos and Shvi'is. And Shabbos, the only distinction between Avos and Tolda is only mentioned by the Pharisee himself in his Akdama. He has a long preamble to Masechet Shabbos. It points out that in the case of Avos and Tolda, there are two facets that we have to look at. One is the Pu'ula that's being done, and two is the Malach Machshavos. The Gemara said Malach Machshavos, also a Torah when it comes to Shabbos. So, Malach Machshavos means what's the underlying megamah? What's the underlying intent of this particular malacha that I'm doing? And then the next question is the nature of the pu'ula that's effecting that megamah. So, that's the distinction between Avos and Tolos. In the case of an amalacha, so that amalacha, both facets are present. In the case of the Tolos, the megamah is the same. However, the way it's done is not the same, and that makes it a Tolda. So as far as the Shabbos, they're both Asim and Atorah. No distinction between Avos and Toldos whatsoever. There's no Nafkimina. But however, when it comes to Shemitah, here there's a distinction between Malachas and Atorah, so-called Avos, and Malachas and Asim and Avon. As a matter of fact, you look at the Dolei Achreinim, I'm talking about the Chazanish and Rakuk in general. I think I mentioned it already once or twice. I'll say it again, but I'm going to go into this a bit more carefully. Even though Rakuk is a Tzal, was Mekel regarding Hentra Mechira, it was very machmir regarding every other aspect of Shvius. Mind-boggling. I went through three volumes of Shabbat Haaretz in the last three Shemitahs, and it's unbelievable the chumras that he has regarding Shemitah. I'm going to mention many of them in the course of these Shurim. And the Chazanish Pum Faker, he's machmir and Hentra Mechira Shein Kamal, and he's Mekel incredibly when it comes to Yoni Shemitah. So what's fascinating is that when the The Gemara here distinguishes between Abbas and Tobels. The distinction here, if you have something that says Abbas regarding Shemitah, then we have a lot of Makom Ba'opil. But Makom have said, like in general, that's true also on Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, once you do something to an Abbanon, then you have Makom Pele, Makom Hefzeh, all kinds of Makoms that actually give us room to be lenient. And here also, the same thing applies. There are situations where Chazal were matter Makom to Abbanon. For example, I day Goy. And so assuming somebody is an Abbanon, so then a Goy can go ahead, even a Hetta Mechira situation. So they are, again, Rav Kook discussed this, whether a Goy, or only a Goy should be able to do the work, whatever work has to be done on the field of Hetta Mechira, only a Goy should do it. But again, Rav Kook actually permitted, he was made on the Hetta Mechira, but instead he said, Malachas Nechaisa Asa. Even though there's a Hetta Mechira, you can't do Malachas Nechaisa, only Malachas Nechaisa. He stressed that throughout his sefer many, many times. The Rash from Mishan, as I mentioned a few moments ago, when he talked about the Tias Ilonos, he said that's a Din D'oraisa, because he makes a Kamal Chaymer. From Zimur, or Zmira, what's the object of Zmira? Pruning is in order, we want to improve the growth of the tree. That's the whole idea. The Gemara Shabbos has in mind, the Gemara that might give on the bay, Zermin, Zermach, Leitz, and Chaym Shtayt, the Gemara says over there, you need the wood, so you chayim twice, but you chayim Shem Kaitzer, but you also chayim for a second reason. But whatever the case is, the idea of Zmira is to improve the growth of the tree. That's also not there. It says that the Rash Mishans, Kal B'chayme, Shinitia, Sirma Natar. Of course, the Kal B'chayme, because the Tia, you are literally planting. In the case of Zmira, it's not a direct act of planting, it's removing excess foliage in order to improve the growth of the tree that's Kayam. In the case of the Tia, you are planting a tree. That's Hatzmachas Ilonos. So he says, Kal B'chayme, Shinitia. And therefore, that's what the Rash Mishan says. So, as I said before, offhand, apiswara, there's good reason to, in effect, compare these three, Zriya, Zmira, Netiya. The Gemara actually says here, Zmira, Bechlam, Zriya. And Netiya, Bechlam, Zriya. Lashon Gemara here, my cotton, and that pays in a bit. But even Netiya can be added the way the Rash Mishan explained, because Yadbi is Latzmiach, Esa Ilanos, and therefore he said, there's a couple of things. And therefore, if that's the case, the question is, what about on Shabbos? As Dr. Stern asked, what's the status of the tea on Shabbos? Is that considered to be a nav? Is it considered to be a tolda? So if it's a tolda on Shabbos, it's also in the Torah. It doesn't make a difference. However, on comes to Shemitah, if it's a tolda, then it's only also in the Abaman. So there's the Rambam that I just quoted to you, that unfortunately does not appear here. The Rambam says, is Lashon that I don't recall it exactly. I apologize. It's a very kalb over there. I think it's a lot of Dalit. The Rambam says, Amarkiv or Amavrich. He's mentioning grafting. He's also mentioning, as I said, this bending of the item. The Rambam says, you get Isa Dabonim. The Rambam holds, apparently. He says, Min HaVeidus HaIlonis. So the first one on the diagram, the Rambam was talking about the Tia. That the Tia, she does Rambam, Machmita, is an Isa Da'abonim, not an Isa Da'aisa, not an Atir. So this is the subject of a big discussion between the Chazanish and many other Achrayim. And I have a suspicion that somehow this is also, wow, I have to do everything myself. That's what I should learn from this. Take a look here. Page 7 you have, no?
Yes.
So, there's a Chazanish that's not on page 7. Well, in the next page, which you don't have. So, we have the page number 8.
No, 8 we're missing.
8 we're missing, yeah. There's a Chazanish on page 8. That the Chazanish quotes the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara that the Gemara base. That Gemara actually appears here. I'll mention it in a moment. That the tears are Raisa. He assumes without a question the tears included in Zimur. Why should we assume otherwise? Both are for the purpose of improving or enhancing the growth of the tree. And then the Chazanish has to deal with the Rambam. Rambam says, I did the Abonim. So the Chazanish, the Kal B'chayme that's quoted by the Rash, Mishans, he says, okay, very nice Kal B'chayme, but we have a problem. Ein Enshim Adin, Ein Nazirim Adin. You don't punish based on a Kal B'chayim, and therefore that's why you don't get Malkus on the Tia, even though it's an Isa D'Aisa. That's how the Chazanish, that's how he handles the Rambam. It's an Isa D'Aisa, for sure. What's the difference between the Tia and Zemira? They're Ein Hach. the intention of the tzias the plant. And zimur is to prune and improve the growth of the plant. However, the kalpachemi that the Rash from Mishan cites, that kalpachemi says, oh, then you can't meet out of punishment. Then I'm sorry, you can't give malchus. In mazir v'adin, in reishim v'adin, rov achreinim, namely, I'm talking about the Michas Chinuch and then Beitau, and I think the Pasach Shulchan. Rav Achron was still the Tzias Daraisa, Adama Poshe. And as I said, even according to the Rambam, that it's also the Rabbanon, but it seems to be a very difficult position because of what I just mentioned. It doesn't seem to make any sense that the Tia should be more calm than Zmira. Okay, it's true, the Torah mentions, the one before Yisrael Daraisa, the Torah mentions Zmira. Namely, as I just pointed out, that pasuk that lo sizmar, it was the lashon of the pasuk again on page number one, but the Torah said when it mentioned the Issa of Zmira, so it says over there, so the lo sizmar, the chan v'chol lo sizmar. So the Torah says it explicitly. Ubacholzos, it's very difficult to say al pisvara that the tear should be more calm than Zmira. Zmira, as I said, is not even an action that involves sowing, seeding. It's just cutting off extra foliage to improve the growth. And the Tia and Zria are planting ilanos, sowing seeds, of tzvua. So it would seem that if the mocker is a kalmchemer, that's supposed to be a din daraisa. Well, what's the issue? You learn out something about kalmchemer, what do you go into shatar the dresh of them? Should also have a stance of a din daraisa. And the reason why you're only going to get malchus in the Rabbanon, that's how the Hadrish basically handles the Rabbanon. You're getting malchus in the Rabbanon because they're mazir and adin, ain't reishim and adin. So you can't meet out malchus daraisa when you have, in effect, the kalachemer, but the actual isa of the tia is an isa daraisa. That's how the Hadrish understands the issue of the tia. Now, Rav Achronim do not assume that. The Mechasinuch and what I mentioned before, and the Eglital, and the Pasach Shulch, and all those who discuss these issues, they assume. Otherwise, they assume that the Tia on Shemitah is an Issa d'Rabbanan. The Torah doesn't mention it. But you want to have an Issa d'Rabbanan, it has to be explicit. It has to be a text in Chumash. You can't go ahead with all the nice words that you want to bring. You cannot go ahead and simply, without a text in Chumash, contend that you have something which is really not mentioned, and yet it becomes somehow an Issa d'Rabbanan. As far as the Kasha, that we just mentioned, which is, I think, a very strong question. How can the Tia be the Rabbanan? How can it be more Kal than Zmira? That's an issue that's raised by the Rash. So I once heard from an Adam Godel, the Terra says, gosh.
What's wrong with the
Terra? Only if it's written. Okay, it's to be a Balabatisha Terra. I'm not saying it's wrong. I think it's a correct Terra. In order to be a din daraisa, although you have in Chazal sometimes, lo likra, slow, I've said that a number of times. Why don't you apostle? I have a swear. It seems to be a swear daraisa, I think, that he says. So why should it not be given that kind of status? So I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Yerucham, his shver, Rav Yossi Tzvi Rimon shver. I was there to hear a shiur from him once. And the other Shemitah, two Shemitahs ago. So he asked this question on this issue. And he wanted to say the following. I think it's a massive finish. It will tell me what you think about it. Rav Blumenzweig, he's retired recently. He's the Shver of Yossi Tzvi Rimon. So he, one of the early, I think the first of the Talmid of Magen Avarlich since that Saudi learned in the Gush. And he's an ungodly, Gabra Rabban. So he asked his kasha, and he said the following. He wanted to, of course, defend the Rambam. So he said, it could be, according to the Rambam, that the Torah asks his melachos, when the Torah says here, Sadech HaMetzizor, the Tamech HaMetzizor, we're talking about melachos that are matzmiach v'yavul le'achila mishnas hashmita. The Torah said, don't sow and don't prune. Why? We're talking about mishnas hashmita. With the object is to eat those items. However, Zria basically is something which is in Hebrew called Chachnati. You do it once a year. So now you are Zomer and you want to have a law from the Zria that you do. When you are Zomer, when you do pruning, so I want to improve the growth of the tree so I should be able to be Nanda from the tree. in a, shall we say, a more successful kind of fashion. However, metia is something which is long term, which is tacharoch. I plant, and let's say after 3 years, now I'm going to have manor. That's a puzzle that I just mentioned a moment ago. The chisavar la'aretz v'natatim kolitz machol v'amraltim alasim espiri yoshol shem v'yelachem arei v'or yochol. There's no achiva. First 3 years, or lo. There's no achiva. So now, since I'm not being nena, that malach is only also the rabbanon. Anybody suggesting? Kevah otzim, which we have used that.
If you plant an apple seed, what's it do?
You can't be nena for 3 years.
But it's
that's how you define it.
It's right.
You say that. But I'm saying to you, the netiyah, unetaten koleitz macho. Now I'll get to it in a moment. But you hear what he's saying? He says, since you're not being nene, mishnas hashmita, from the item itself, that cannot be awesome in a term. Only that which you are being nene from, mishnas hashmita. Okay, you can disagree with this word. I, by the way, I pounced that thing. Yeah, don't worry. I didn't die. Where from Ankupas? Where did such a word come from? I mean, it's, I think, I'm not saying it's not legitimate. I think it's a legitimate svara.
What I'm asking is, when you talk about
it, I shamati, okay. I hear the kashin, a very good kashin. But Mechalal, I don't know where he derived this from. I thought it was very original thinking. But in order to answer this difficulty in the Raman, why he holds not as hard as the Abonon, and the Rash says the Quran correctly. What's the distinction? Why should it be any different between the two? A further question, which also we're going to discuss with Hashem, that when the Torah says "b'shosar chavos Hashem," what does that mean? A shvisa mukhleta is an absolute rest, an absolute cessation, or no? It only means "b'shosar chavos Hashem" from an avoda that a person can be named b'shash shvita. That's his assumption. His halacha when the Torah says "b'shosar chavos Hashem" only from a malacha that I'm going to be named b'shash shvita, and there'll be a lot of kibbutz between the two. Out here, I think there is, I hope. Wow. It's not here.
We see this also like on Erev Shmita as well. We're not going to conjure Malacha and Erev Shmita.
Right. For 7 years.
On Shmita.
Right.
Is that what is going to for the 6 year period spot? But as soon as it goes into the Shmita, it's also in the question is why? So the Shabbos you can do it.
Right.
Shmita, so you see that it's a meme out there.
Correct. Very good. I like that. Very good. It makes a lot of sense what you just said. I just, I'll, there's a Gemara in Gittin. Oh, boy. Wow. I really apologize. I should have been, I gave it over to someone else. It says, Shlom Shalom to Isa. Facebook points out all the shots that only applies to Din Daraisa. Maybe it's not a Din Daraisa, so you have to be so. The doctor. There's a Gemara in Gittin. But I thought it's quoted here, at least on some of the other pages. There's a the Gemara in Gittin and Abdul Gimel Abayis. There's a Gemara that says, I don't remember the Gemara by heart, unfortunately. It says that Anotea B'Shabbos, person who does an act of Matiya on Shabbos, so it says, there's a chubbik to Shogeg and Mezid. B'Shogeg Yikayim. B'Mezid Yikayim. That's also the Gemara in Gittin. If you Anotea B'Shabbos B'Shogeg, then you could leave it. But the Mezid, you have to be okay with the tzio that you did. It's a nice Shabbos. What about Shvius? So Shvius says, Ben Mishogi, Ben Mezid, Ye Oker, Nivra Meir. Meir says, there's no distinction. Shogi with Mezid, you have to be okay. You have to uproot and undo the tzio that you did. Craig the Gemara, what's going on here? Michti, Hodar Isa, Hodar Isa. What's actually going to be a distinction between Shabbos and Shvius? Shabbos is an Isa the Isa. Shvius is an Isa the Isa. Why do you say that when it comes to Shabbos, it becomes a Chogging and Mezid? When it comes to Shvius, there across the board, there's no distinction between Chogging and Mezid. The halacha is under all circumstances, yeah, okay, different around there. That's what the Gemara says. So, in effect, that why is the Rameh not the Chayav on someone who's Notea, Shvius, Shogeg? Just like he's Chayav in the Tia of Shabbos, why should you be Chayav? So, l'chora, netiyah is also in our Torah. And that's where the Nechas Chinuch asked this question, which also was here, but it's not here. So, we're doing well. they call that over everything. Anyway, but he discusses this Shaila. He asked from this Gemara in Gittin that netiyah is also in our Torah, and the Gemara says, Hadar Aisa, So somehow we have to assume that the Mavi Omar in Gid is talking about according to the day that Netiyah is also the Raisa, and Allah, we don't pass like that. If the Rambam apparently holds that Gemara, it's not the Allah. Somehow the assumption is that it's only the Din of Allah. None of the Rambam assumed that Gemara that I just reported out loud. It's not the Allah, we don't pass the Allah like the Gemara. That's what the Chassid of Kashi told us about. However, as I said, that I saw in Rav Kook, which also no longer I see appears here, now I'm looking for the pages, Rav Kook in Shabbat Haaretz, so he also discussed that Gemara in Gittin, Hada Raisa, the Hada Raisa. I'll take them all back and I'll rearrange
page them. Nine,
what?
Page 9.
Maybe page 9, one second. That's the one by the cotton. No, this is not that piece of Shabbat Haaretz. It's not what I had in mind.
Page 12.
Page what?
Page 12.
Oh, is that 12? Book me paper?
Second.
No, but that's so something else. Yeah, I know. Shabbat Haaretz is 3 months.
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot there.
But oh, that will be nice.
he writes, he has the following. He claims that every Netiyah, there are two ways to be Noteh. I'm not a farmer, but I think what he says seems to make sense. There are two ways to plant. One way of planting Ilanos is simply that you take a part of a tree that's already Kayo, or what they call it, Shtil. What's the English word for that? The Shtil is a shoot.
Sapling.
What?
Sapling.
Sapling. Okay, a sapling. It's already an anaf, a sheresh. It's already nishtal b'karka, and you simply take a part of that and you simply plant it elsewhere. That's what we are doing. Or you can do it through garinim. You do it through seeds. There are two different approaches. So this the tia, which is I assume again I'm an amoritz, not a farmer. I assume that most trees, that's what they do. The kerkayemet, they plant the seed in the ground. And that's how they plant. That's how they plant many, many trees. That's called zriya. As far as shvius is concerned, that's derech zriya. If I plant a seed in the ground, it's derech zriya. It's not derech netiya. That's called derech zriya. Well, I would say, okay, no, we did not say that. So it could very well be. Here's the chiddush between. That's what Kook writes about. I'm gonna have to show everything inside, and we have to sort of review the shiur a little bit. But anyway, he contends there's a distinction between yirakos, vegetables. So when it comes to yirakos, where Darkov, he said, the Zora, Zirone Gino, Bemokovefa, Baruga, Bedochak, I think it's a Thai Russian, that's the practice. The practice is to go and sow these seeds, that's how you plant vegetables, and it's done Baruga, I guess in some sort of a rose, it's done in a masculine kind of fashion, and then when they grow, so then you somehow take them out and you plant them, you can plant them Derek Shtila, the Pizur, I think he writes something like that, he's Mahal between these two mahalakim. So therefore, he says, the first act of Zriya is Baraisa. The second act, he claims, is Din Rabbah. He's mahalakim between the first Zriya, where you basically initially put the seed in the ground, and then subsequently, when you have, Shtivim, so then that becomes already a Din Rabbah. But basically, this Garin that planted the ground, that's not Zoraya. I mean, the Mishnah Chavos, Nafai Gilam, says Zoraya, that's what we're talking about, putting a seed in the ground. There's a famous discussion in the Rishash, another Achrenim. If I do that right before Shabbos is over, so I'm chayiv for the act of putting the seed in the ground, but that's the ashrosha, has to be some sort of rooting that takes place. That's a famous machlokes. Is the isa the maisa zriya or the consequence or the result, which of course is ashrosha, and that takes time, a few days for the rooting to take place. But he claims that if I use a shtil, once I took the sapling, so that's only a din rabban. The zriya is a din daraisa. And the shtil already planting that, replanting it as a din rabbanan. So mina Torah, the family, again, as I said, when you go ahead and take out the potential, this seed is going to grow, and so that seed is going to grow, and the potential is going to be actualized. That's a decent daraisa. Mashenki in Prad Yotza, and you're simply once again using a product that's already kayam, and now the shtil, the sapling, the offshoot, whatever it is being planted. That's only a din rabbanan. So he contends, Rav Kook, that again, there's a distinction. Okay, I really have to see the lashon inside. I don't think it's being fair to you or to me or to anyone or to Rav Kook. that I'm citing Rakuk over here, but again, he claims the following. So Hayotzi Nikol HaFarsh Rakuk, he wants to be Yashi the Rambam, that when the Rambam said what he said, namely Makas Madhu, the Rabbanan. The Rambam is talking about a shtiel. That's why the Rambam holds it in the Rabbanan. Hashenki, the Gemara is talking about the Garin, the Gemara is talking about the sea. And that's what the Gemara, in the Isa, the Isa, the Isa, but the Rambam is the Rabbanan. So you see basically that we've had a number of attempts to resolve the Rambam because the Rash Mishans presented a svara which is seemingly incredibly legitimate. Namely, why should there be a distinction between the fact that the Torah mentions Mira and Zriya, but the Tira is Kal v'chomer, even better. I'm planting. At least it should be the same as Zriya. And certainly better than Zmira. Zmira, you're not actually doing something, you're pruning. So we're talking about not an act of being matzmiach, but rather pruning. So that should certainly be a din d'oraisa. So Akadam says, my sponsor, Rabbanan. So they did in the Mahalchim, as I just mentioned, the Chazarish. And now comes out Kuk with another Mahalach. But that Mahalach has to fit into the Lashon HaRambam. That's what I have to show you. Does it fit into the language of the Rambam? But he suggests there's a chiluk between the Garim, that's only din d'oraisa. You plant the seed in the ground, just like Zoreh and Shabbos, the Chayim Mishum Zviya. Here also, if you plant the seed in the ground, you're Chayim Mishum Zviya. But the Rambam is talking about, and that's exactly the issue. A shtiel, a sapling, offshoot, the melech, once it's an offshoot, that's what the Rambam says, he speaks about havrocha and harkova. That's exactly what havrocha and harkova are. What's havrocha and harkova? Grafting or bending the item in order to interlock it with something else that now you're going to have an enhanced kind of growth. So that's certainly, you're dealing with shtieling, you're dealing with saplings, you're dealing with offshoots, you're not dealing with the original seed that's being inserted into the ground. That's what Cook suggests in a very ingenious kind of way, that's the chiddush between why the Rambam says that the garin itself would be a din d'oraisa, but the shtiel is only a din d'rabbanan. That's what the Rambam says, makas madhu in the rain. So we have really three different positions, the Rash, and then the Chazanish, and then comes the Rakuk and actually has his position to explain the Shver HaRambam, because even though HaRav Lubitzvah Shlita suggested this chiddush between the two, I mean, again, I'm not an agronomist, I'm not a farmer, so maybe I don't have enough sufficient knowledge to really weigh in. But his contention is that this is your kasha that you ask, and also the few other kashas on his position. Plus the fact that I don't understand what the marker, it has to be a marker for these kinds of svaras. Very ingenious, but there's also a big eloi. But I'm just saying, b'chozo, you can be an eloi all day and all night, at the end of the day, you have to have the courage of what you say. But his distinction that he makes between, as I said, two situations. One where the achila is going to be right now. Right now, as opposed to that netiya, which is going to take a few years to emerge and to grow. So therefore, that's not an iso, that's not the raisa, that type of the Torah asid. So only asid, that which is going to be nenda, you're going to have enough machila at the very outset. Okay, there's another issue, but that will take us a bit longer than I am committed to. So, okay, please answer. So, next time, I hope to discuss. First of all, I will try to put this together, and I apologize profusely. I'm very cluttered, so I gave it off to someone who I thought was pretty reliable. But anyway, as I will just continue to, I'll just review the session next Sunday. And I will also then continue on this very way. I have many, many topics I hope to explore. But again, primarily based on the Mishnayos and the Rambams and the Mishnayos and the Kuk and the like. That's what I do. As opposed to what someone asked me, they just want to know halacha l'maaseh. I'm also interested in halacha l'maaseh, but only if I understand what's happening. If I don't understand what's happening conceptually, and then halacha l'maaseh doesn't have any. It's just it's like people learn. I've suggested many times people learn your day, so they learn your day, shahitas, without learning the Gemara. How is that possible? Maybe I'll just ask you. I need to steer them a little bit. You don't know the Sufis of Chulam, get on Ashur Galam Basar, with the Tars of Ayaz and Lashba, with the Rav, and with the Rishayim, there's no way you can learn Chulam and have any understanding what they're talking about. Not possible. But that's what the Belt does, so I don't get it. So you can learn the Tzur Shabbat, okay, Nicha, and you go to the Gemaras. But without going to the Gemaras, so you're also the same issue. We can't discuss Shemitah intelligently unless you have gone through the conceptual apparatus, the Mishnayos, the Rishonim, And then you deal with the achrayim, and then finally come to halacha l'maaseh, and then he gets halacha l'maaseh. He's supposed to learn asur b'shmaaseh aviv l'maaseh. That's the whole point of everything. You raise your mind, that's what they do. Okay, we need to attempt to fix, to undo that which I
just returned.
Yeah, you might now make new ones in the session.
Thank you.
Shukra, thank you very much for coming.
Why is it Torah doing such specific things?
That's an excellent question. That question is almost impossible to answer. I mean, at the end of the day, that's a custom. Why did Torah, even the other question tomorrow already asks, what do we need all for? One should Zavira, Zomer, Sakla, Ezim, Chayim, Shayim, Shun, Zorea. And also, we should kotze. That's a good one, Shabbos. I give them a place. So, why do we need both Zmira and Zvira? And the same thing with Betzira and Betzira. Why do we need both of them? They're the same. They're not exactly the same. Betzira usually refers to Tua, and Betzira refers to that's an issue that we're going to discuss. I know, in Betzira, so they are referring to different items. But still, in terms of the Malacha, it seems to be...
But isn't that the limud to teach you that it's dafka b'niz and...
That's the limud. Dafka b'niz four. These four are awesome. The Torah, nothing else. That would seem to be. But the question is, I'm going to discuss Chamisha. Should that be also on Shriya's Midoraisa? That's the question. Torah doesn't mention it. Except in that other person, the Chosha, the person Tishbos, if it refers to Shemitah, so then we have the reference there to Chamisha and to Ksiva. But again, one could list a whole series of other halachas that I mentioned, the second pair, Shnayis Shriyas, a long list of Zihum and Zibul and Yidur and Yishun, what a list. And they're all the Avalans. Another question that they did the Avalan, they're not mentioned too much.
So before the Rabban came along, people didn't really rest too much on Shemitah.
Right. Okay. Say the Shekach. Shalom Aleichem. How are you, Kodaram?
Baruch Hashem. How's the Rosh Hashiva? How are you?
Baruch Hashem. How's the Hashem?
Rabbi, are there any restrictions in Chutz La'aretz with regard to Shemitah in terms of like planting a shul garden or anything here with regard to the laws?
No, sir. South Africa.
He holds it's Makom Kadosh.
You hold it's Makom Kadosh, South Africa.
No, I'm sitting in the dark. Our lights are off. We're having every day we have electricity for only a few hours. So, you know, we're sitting here with a little lamp. So there's no Kedusha here.
Wow, electricity for a few hours?
In the morning we had 2.5 hours blackouts, and in the night every day for the last week. Terrible. But it's, you know what, some places don't have any electricity at all, so we just shouldn't complain.
Unbelievable. The Messiah Snapchat in my yeshiva is we order pizza and they have to wait. The pizza, that's the Messiah Snapchat.
I'm with them. So is there no restriction whatsoever in Switzerland? We can plant, or do we have to watch? I mean, if I have a quarter pip, a pit to, you know, to put into water or to plant etrogs.
Right, the only issue is Orla. We might have a discussion about Orla in Chutz La'aretz. But
Orla,
so at the end of the day, it's water. Okay,
thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Be well, Kotzer.